A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September the 1st, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Msanganyahuye. Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at the rise of drug abuse amongst the youth in the country. Nasi muchirunga tiri kutarisa dambudziko riri kukonzerwa nekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka nevechidiki munyika. Vechidiki vakawanda kusanganisira vanasikana vari kuvhiringwa nedambudziko iri. Izvo zviri kuita kuti utano hwavo husamire zvakanaka. Kanawo kuvhiringika kwepfungwa dzavo. Mutungamiri wesangano reZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drugs Network vaWilson Box vanoti dambudziko rekutorwa kwezvinodhaka ratekeshera munyika uye rinofanirwa kugadziriswa.
Mazuva ano madrugs ari kunyanyotorwa nevakomana nevasikana vechidiki ati wandei, asi riri pamusoro-soro kune rinonziro crystal meth, mutoriro kana kuti guka makafela. Drug iri ranetsa kuno kuZimbabwe. Tozoitawo vakawanda vari kuzvibaya mainjections kunyanya ketamine, kuita pepadine. Tine vamwewo zvekare vari kuita tinotiwo pachirungu polydrug use. That is kusanganisa madrugs akasiyana siyana vachisuta. Uyezve vamwe vacho ndo vari kuita tingachiwo maexperiments nemaplans. Pane rimwe rinodaidzwa kunziro the yellow flower, rekuti rinofanira kuboiliswa about 9 times munhu asati arimwa.
Zvii zvamuri kuona zviri kuzoitika kune avo vari kutora zvinodhaka izvi?
Zvinhu zvakadai zvinove zviri kukanganisa utano hwevasikana nevakomana kuno kunyika yedu, uyezve vamwe vacho vari kupedzisira vaakutora zvikapfungwa.
Mungatini dambudziko iri rekutora zvinodhaka riri kunyanyotarisana nevanhu vapi munyika?
Vari kunyanyobatikana nenyaya dzemadrugs izvi vana vechidiki, vandingati izvo mazuva ano vari kutangira kubva pa-14 years zvichikwira kudaro. Vanhuvosewo vari kushandisa madrugs nenzira isina kunaka.
Pane nzvimbo here yavanokwanisa kuwana rubatsiro uyezve kunoendeka here?
Ndine urombo kuti hatisati taane mapublic rehabilitation centers ekuti vanhu vedu vangakwanisi kunge vachiendeswa. Maprivate ariko anoti dhurei ende vazhinji havakwanisi kunge vachikwanisa kuafoda those centers. Saka tanziri kukurudzira kudai wese anozviti ini ndiri muZimbabwe taisa maoko patafura as a family, tabatsirana kutirwise nyaya yemadrugs dai kutekeshera nenyika yedu yeZimbabwe.
Avo vange vari mutungamiri wesangano reZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network vaWilson Box vachitaura vari muHarare. Detective Sergeant Neti Kadzizeza of the CID Drugs and Narcotics says there has been a significant rise of drug and substance abuse amongst young women and girls, with the most popular drug of choice being crystal meth.
Young women and girls.
Well, drug and substance abuse is currently rising, especially amongst young girls and young ladies as well. There's the abuse of dangerous drugs, which includes crystal meth, which is the drug of concern at the moment, and drugs such as LSD and DARPA as well. Young women are also abusing skin lighteners and body lightening products, trying to enhance their beauty, but in the process they will be damaging their natural beauty. For example, for skin lighteners, most of them they contain toxic chemicals which include mercury, retinoid, hydroquinone, and progesterone, of which these are regulated substances in Zimbabwe. For example, the Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe does not allow anything with more than 2% hydroquinone. But if these skin lighteners are tested in the lab, they probably contain up to 52%, which is very toxic to your skin. it will damage your melanin, which is that substance which protects your skin against the harsh conditions of the environment, and it also determines skin color.
Then we also see this, we've read about voodoo parties. Which drugs are usually used by at some of those parties?
At the voodoo parties, now known as Njolo parties, there's the use of the drug ecstasy. Ecstasy is used to spend drinks that are given to young girls or young boys, and later on they are used when they get high or intoxicated after taking the drug that is spent by ecstasy.
Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give to young women and girls about this? How can they see or can they watch determine that these are drugs?
Before they get involved in those parties or before they get involved in the use of drugs, they should know the truth about the drugs that they want to use. These drugs, they're addictive to your health, and they are affecting your health, and they also damage your brain cells. We have had cases of people who are now mentally challenged after the use of these drugs, such as crystal meth. We also encourage young girls to choose their friends wisely, stay away from people that abuse or use drugs, and to be ambassador of this country by saying no to drug and substance abuse. They are the future leaders of this country. We're looking after them.
That day was Detective Netty Kadzizesa of the CID Drugs and Narcotics, speaking to Studio 7's Godwin Mangunjika at the Harare Agricultural Show today. And now we are joined by our Skype guest, Lois Kapondo, the director of Maoko Trust in Mutare. Welcome to the program, Lois.
Thank you.
Yes, you've been hearing this discussion regarding drug abuse in the country. What is the situation like there in Mutare?
The drug issue is very rampant. It's there and it's causing havoc among young people because children as young as primary school-going children are starting to get onto drugs as young as grade three. Some of them take them during the weekends. Some of them take them during school holidays. But and the youth, now all they do is take drugs and spend their time sleeping, and it also increases other issues like an increase in STIs because people have no control when they are under the influence of drugs.
Mm-hmm. Saka zvizva muri kuona uyezve munofunga kuti zvingagadziriswe sei. Takatarisa nyanya mwanasikana panyaya iyo yekutora zvinodhaka munyika pari zvino.
Tikuona kuti vana vari kuti vari kushaya kunyanya mabasa. Vamwe vacho maschool fees havasikwanisa kubhadharirwa, saka kuri kuitwa maschool drop out. Vana vopedzisira vakuita zvemadhiragi nenyaya yedesperation, sekutaura kwavanoita kuti hatina mabasa kuzvikoro kwachona, hatisi kuwana mari yekuenda kuzvikoro, vopedzisa vatora madhiragi. Saka I think nyaya inenge ida kugadziriswa kuona kuti some people vanogona kunge vane vabereki home, asi vanenge vari vulnerable, vasina munhu anovabatsira kubhadhara maschool fees vopedzisira vakuitawo zvinodhaka.
Pane zviri kuitwa here nehurumende semaonero enyu panyaya iyo yezvinodhaka? Mopindura enyu nesindevere.
Ye, uhurumende ule uyazama ngoba amahospitals amakuru ane ndawo lapa ayamukela kuna vantu kuti nxa ubuye kuti ule addiction yamadhiragi vaakunceda. Oparire nyatwa kuvo anexi kuvo enguten ngali vayancedisa. So vayazama kodwa there's still more okungayenzwa especially kundaba yesupply yamadrugs ukuthi kanti amapolisa aaboni nabantu abathengisa amadrugs.
And also we've heard that this problem is now also permeating to the rural areas, yet before we used to hear that it was in concentrated in towns. What's the situation? What is going on?
In the rural areas, drugs are not there. As we speak, we've been approached by some local leaders and village health workers so that we can do as Maoko Trust, we can do what we call youth education through sport. because they are no longer recreational places for young people and they don't have anything to do. So we're trying to introduce tournaments, netball, soccer tournaments, and also donate maybe some balls. I would also encourage other people that are able maybe to buy a netball and a soccer ball and other sporting equipment, maybe to donate into their rural area so that young people can find something to do instead of just doing drugs and not doing anything else.
Mm-hmm. Maybe tell us a little bit about your organization in Ndebele. What kind of assistance, like what you were telling us just now, you are arranging some shows and some sports and, you know, and recreational things for some of the young women and girls. Tell us a little bit in Ndebele.
Okay, as we went there, it's Nanjenga Maoko Trust. We would say, I want you information, we would refer to my relevant organizations. Now we would say, we would say, we would say, we would refer for Lapavanta Avakansum rehabilitation corner. Now we would see Omuya Vesang and Alenda was a gender based violence because I'm a tractor. I am put to in the gender based violence. The end, they are refer as well. We also give that information. Obuti would be Ubutumuntu a Pizama track over Gulamar who effects a mother my name.
Please stay on the line. We have our second guest. She is a mother who requested to remain anonymous, but she has a son who has a drug problem. Talk Chingamiza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu.
Hey, makadizini.
Ehe. Mungati tsananguro kuti zviri kufamba sei panyaya yemwana.
Ndine mwana ane makore 22 zvinezvi asi akatanga kutenga madrugs ari paage ya 16 nekuti akatotadza kana kunyora form 4 yake nekuda kwemadrugs. Isusu sevabereki takanonoka kuzviziva. Taitongofunga kuti dzimwe nguva mwana takamubata zvisiri izvo kusvika aita mabehavior aita nekuti akanga ari munhu anga ari anoaccusa all the time kuti ndimi makandidai, ndimi makandidai. Saka hatina kuziva kuti aitiswa nemadhiramu kusvika nguva yaenda yekuti akapedzisira iye akadzinga kuzvikoro zvitatu, tikamurejestira ari kumba. Kwese haana kunyora, aitosimuka achitaenda kunonyora bhati anga asikapinde muexam. Saka hapana marizauti aainawo. Kusvika panguva yekuti mwana akatanga kutengesa zvinhu pamba, akatengesa magumbezi ese, ukasara gumbezi 100 takai takafuta inini nababa wacho. Akatengesa midziyo yese yemukitchen kusara musina kana chinhu. Akatengesa mubhedha wairarira, akatengesa magumbezi aifuga kusara angova munhu ari kungofamba zvekuti aigona kugara kana mwedzi wese musina zive kuti ari kupi. Muzongoona asvika rimwe zuva akasiva asingagezi. Saka izvozvo zvinhu zvekuti isusu vabereki zvaitotishungurudza and taitoshaya kuti toita sei naye, nekuti kunyange hembe chaidhaivha chese chaaiwana chaimuita kuti arikwanise.
Hello, I think we may have lost our caller there, but our caller was explaining to us the situation that she found herself in. She says her son started taking drugs when he was at school, so she was just recalling that he's still in the problem, but we'll hear more from her once we get hold of her again. At the same time, let me go back to my Skype guest. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, we can go to our Skype guest. While we're waiting for our Skype guest, I think let's just say hello to some of the people that are following us here on our social media platforms. I see there's Mark Bryan who's saying, good evening, good people. But we will be taking a look at what's going on our social media platforms very soon near the end of the program, so that we can also read about how you are coping wherever you are and your contribution to this program. Do we still have our Skype guest?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, great. Were you hearing what our guest was just saying? She has a son who is facing a drug or fighting a drug problem at the moment. Can you just weigh in?
Yes, it's true. I also understand the fact that the guest took time to probably know that the her son was onto drugs, because it's not unique to her only, and she should not blame herself, because most parents in Zimbabwe, they are waking up very early to go and sell things from as early as 5 a.m. By the time they come back, they are exhausted, and maybe the child is already asleep. So they may not know that the child is maybe is now addicted to drugs, because there's no longer that interaction, that family sitting, where people would sit together as a family and talk, because the family, the parents are stressed. They're looking for money, and the children, they probably, you'd be thinking maybe they're going through teenage, so they don't want to maybe hang around the adult. Mm-hmm. So they probably will be going to bed early. So you are bound not to notice that there's a problem in the house, except maybe when you start missing things, that's when you then notice. Mm-hmm. And people now mind their own business. You find that maybe some neighbors may be away, but they may not tell you, because people are now minding their own business. It's now window just one in this case.
Hey, yeah, it's a very difficult one. Maybe we're going to be going on to a short break, but I will come back to you if you can stay on the line. Now let's take a short break. Don't go away. We will be right back. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube and VOA Zimbabwe. And now we're going to the most important people, our callers and followers. We're going to be hearing, these are our stakeholders of this show. Let's just hear from some of our Facebook followers on what they had to say. We were hearing there from one of our Facebook followers on VOA, Shona. She put her number and we were able to reach out to her on WhatsApp. And she was talking about the situation that she is facing at the moment. But we do have other callers that will be coming onto the show. So please go ahead and write your number so that we can call you as we continue our broadcast. And be reminded that we are talking about a drug abuse that, you know, people are saying is on the rise in Zimbabwe. But I understand that we may have a caller at the moment that we can go to and just hear what they are saying. Before we go back to our Skype guest.
nonge kuhlelo laboma ngolosini na nami ngithanda ukuphawula ngendaba yokuthatha izinto ezidakayo vele into le into engikhulu kwambala into le ihlala ikhula njalo mara namhlanje njengomfundisi moyo ngithanda ukukhuluma ngendaba yabo mama abancane abasasebatsha basemendweni siyabona abo mama lapha sikhona emadiaspora oma South Africa abo mama baningi abancane bayaphuza itshwala ngendlela engikhulu yenza ukuthi namhlanje imizi iwe ukuhlukana nokulimazana kubophisana into le ithoma ukuphuza itshwala so ngiyazi vele bakhona bathatha ama-drug or njalo njalo mara namhlanje njengomfundisi ngithanda ukukhuluma ngendaba yabo mama abancane asesebatsha bathatha itshwala ngenye indlela basile ubuntu babo ma bafika laba emaphati bayafunda ukuphuza itshwala bayafunda ukwenza ezinye izinto eziphume endleleni so into efana le nathi sisanda kuthi ifundiswe ngendlela ukuthi nathi sithwele nzima kakhulu ngendaba yabo mama abatsha amanye couples amatsha anemuraro wetshwala kulana so ngithanda ukuthi abo mama asifundeni izinto ezihleli ukufundisana khulukhulu kuma
Mm-hmm. We were hearing there from one of our callers, Richard Moyo, in South Africa, who actually sent us a voice note. But I understand that we have a live caller. Let's go to them now, who's actually on the phone here with us. Hello, caller. Hello. I'm not sure if our live caller can hear us. Hello, Ranga. But anyway, while we wait to be connected to our live caller, let's take a look at what one of our VOA Shona Facebook followers had to say earlier on. This is Trevor Ringifai Makoni. He said, Havana zvekuita munguva zhinji. Government should come up with projects to keep them off the streets from ward level to national level. Kwete kungovaranga, kuvarangarira kana kwakuitwa mavhoti kuti vanodisturba marali vakadhakwa. Vanoendera mberi vachiti Ministry of Youth iri kuti kudiyapo. Ini ndini Trevor Ringisai Makoni. Saka ndo kutaurawo kuri kuita mwari kutaura kuti aiwa hurumende ngaipindire iwanikwe iyo ichipa vechidiki ava zvokuita kwete kungomirira kana yanguva nguva yemarali kana nguva yezvematongerwo enyika. Regai tenderere mberi tidzokere zvakare kune munyarikani wedu vari pano vanesu. Hello. Hello, vari pa Skype?
Hello, yes.
Muri kunzwa zvazviri kutaurwa nemacallers ayo. Mombopindura nechindevele kuti munoona sei zviri kutaurwa nemacallers. Pane umwe anyora pa social media pana pakuti dai hurumende yawana zvekupa vechidiki ava kuti vaite panguva ino pane zvekuti varambe vachiitora zvinodhaka. Munoona sei? Mopindura nechindevele.
Ndiqiniso khonoko yabona kudala thina sisakhula sibobulawayo lapha kwakusiba la maparty yani that are family friendly kusiba le mtshato ungabona kathesi akusela abantu sebeinvite strictly by invite so abantwana basela ndawo zokuyapholisa in a family friendly environment akusela futhi la maparty thina sasisemjingweni kula maparty ungabona la segwavalanda laphana kulama-swimming pool but kathesi abengasasebenzi ama-swimming pool so ugovernment sure kuyakumele alungise ama-recreational places for ontanga ukuthi bathole indawo zokuthi bahamba nabo beyegwejisa endaweni eziyabe zi-right ngoba bengaswela ukuthi labo bayakholise bakholisele ngabo bagcina sebethatha ama-drug behlele emabhidini kumbe emagrosa bezijabulisa ngendlela ezingayisizo
Saka kune vamwewo vanenge vari kuda rubatsiro pane nzvimbo here dzinokwanisa kuenda vana mai kana kuti ivo vari kutora zvinodhaka izvi munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana tombotarisa imomo mamutare
nzvimbo dziripo usually munhu ukananga maybe pamajor hospital pako vanokudirecta kune vamwe vanhu vanokwanisa kukubatsira kana ivo vasingakwanisi kukubatsira saka chinenge chisingadiwe kumbogara kumba but munhu ukabva ukaenda even palocal clinic kana kuti pamamajor hospitals avo vanhu vanokwanisa kubatsirikana vanokupai the right information
kozi nzvimbo dzacho dzakasiyana dzimwe ndedzemahara dzimwe dzacho dzinobhadharwa saka unenge uchitarisawo kuti unokwanisa zvipi pane listi yaunenge wapiwa.
Aiwa mombo bata makadaro, let's take our caller. Hello caller. I understand that we are now going to switch on to our caller Mkanya, who gave us a voice note earlier on WhatsApp, and we appreciate all those that, you know, continue to support us on all our social media platforms. Let's go back to the live callers. Hello, caller. Hello, Jailos.
Hello, Magadini.
Tiriwadi, tukutawara ni memory kupi?
Ku South Africa, Cape Town.
Thank you so much, caller. We're hearing there from our caller Jairos, who was weighing in on what he thinks is the problem that is making especially the youth tend to drugs and alcohol abuse. And we also had the CID saying that there's also another problem that is hitting Zimbabwe right now, which is skin lightening creams. Let me go back to my Skype guest and just to find out what is your view in terms of the skin lightening cream pandemic that has hit Zimbabwe.
Okay, well, most women, they do things to please men. So according to most women that I've interacted with that take those that apply the skin lightening cream, they say that men prefer light-skinned women, so that's why they do that. And it is there, and it's people are actually paying lots of money, and with different ranges from the cheap ones and to the expensive ones, so that they can lighten their skin.
Maybe that's a topic for another day. Simoti pamazwenyu muchishona kuti saka poitwa sei panyaya kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe kuti vana nyanya vechisikana vasawanikwe vachienderera mberi vachitora zvinodhaka.
Nyaya iri pakuwana zvokuita mabasa. I think my stress levels akawanda, vanhu havasi kukwanisa kurarama zvakanaka nenzira pamwe yavanga vakadzira makore kare. Saka tikakwanisawo kamedhi kumutirisa maindastry vamwe voenda, nekuti zveshuwa maprojekti ari kuitwa asi haasi kusurvivor, because asi munhu wese anokwanisa kurana project successfully mira zvekuti nini ndikapedza chikoro ndinonotsvaga basa. Saka vamwe vanhu vari kukundikana kurana mabhizinesi kana kuti maprojekti. Saka ngazviite balance kuti anoda bhizinesi ngaakwanise kuita bhizinesi, anoda kutsvaga basa ngaawani ngariwa nebasa racho kana achida. Iri nyepanya yekurarama.
Aiwa, regai muchingoti pamazwenye kupedzisira kuti organization yenyu iri kupi uyezve inobatsira sei vanasikana.
Organization yedu inoopareta iri pamutare, inoopareta iri kuHarare kunoku. Tinoita anonzi life skills coaching.
Unfortunately, we have to cut you off there because time is not on our side. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. I'm Marvelous Msanga Nyahuye in Washington.